does the scripture say about discerning God's will for your life? Is there a way to do it in scripture? Does it define it for us?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to talk today about discerning or knowing God's will for our life. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, we read, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." God wants us to discern His will for our lives. He wants to be involved in all that we do. And as one matures in Christ and in walking in His Word, one will discover that doing these things saves one from a lot of suffering and displeasure. Wow. So how do we do it?
What does the scripture say? The first thing that we must learn is to be able to hear God clearly, to hear His voice. What Isaiah calls that still, small voice. It sounds like someone talking to you in a normal voice, maybe 30 or 40 meters away, or 50 or 60 feet away. A soft, distant, gentle voice. God never says anything contrary to His word. Therefore, to know His will, we must know His word. Why? Because the will of God is the word of God. And so, what we must do is learn to discern God's voice. God never says anything contrary to the written word. Always remember that. In Psalm 119, verse 105, the scripture says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path." So the first thing we need to do is to know what the word says about our circumstances before we make a decision as to what course of action we want to take. We must acknowledge the Lord first. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him. He will make your paths straight." In other words, He will show you what to do. How does it begin? By acknowledging Him with your whole heart. Telling Him that you submit to Him this day. The scripture says, He will show you what to do. He will make your paths straight. You see, when we apply the Word of God, the Lord performs His Word. In Jeremiah 1:12, He said to the prophet Jeremiah, "You have done well, Jeremiah. I am watching over my Word to perform it." God is going to perform His Word just the way it's written. You can take advantage of that by applying the Word of God to your life, confessing it over your circumstances, confessing it over your problems. And it works. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, Father God said, "My word shall go forth for the purpose for which I have sent it, and it will not return to me void." In other words, it will not return to me empty. It will go forth for the purpose for which I have sent it, Father God says. What is He saying there? Use the Word of God. Did you know that there are over 800 promises of God in the Bible for you? You say, "Really, Bern, how do I find them?" Very easily. Anytime you see a verse in the Bible beginning with the word "if" somewhere in the verse, God follows it with a promise. So whenever you see the word "if" in a verse, God follows it with a promise. That promise is for you. As a matter of fact, it will have even more meaning for you if you take the word "you" out of the verse. So if the scripture says, "If you do such and such, I will do this or that," God says. Okay? And if you look and it says, "If you do such and such," take the "you" out and put your first name in there or your full name in there. Personalize the scripture. And when you do that, God honors that. You are making it alive to you. That's God's will for your life. So God tells us that He wants us to know His word, which is His will. Then He wants us to apply it to our lives so that we may have good success. In Joshua chapter 1 in the Old Testament, God said to meditate on His word day and night. Do not veer to the right or to the left of it. He said, He commanded, and I'm paraphrasing, to absorb it and apply it, and then you will have good success. We have to be in right standing with God in order to hear His voice. We have to be in line with His word to know His will. So in 1 John 1:9 we read, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. In 2 Peter 3:9 we read, the Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. How do we do it? Pressing in. Jesus said in Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets were until John, but now the kingdom is preached, and many there are who are pressing in, who are persevering. Are you persevering to know God's ways? Are you applying the Word of God to your life, asking the Holy Spirit to live His life in you and through you so that you can walk in it and keep it? Hebrews 10:36 says, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. There is a need to press in. There is a need to persevere. So we pray, Lord, I want to be in Your perfect will. Teach me to be in Your perfect will. How do we know what that is? Three things have to be considered. The Word, the witness, and the circumstances. Okay, let me explain each of those. If you want to be in God's perfect will, if you want to be in God's absolute will for your life, first search out the Word of God and find verses that pertain to your circumstances. You may need to do a scripture search on the internet, or you may need to buy a copy of Knave's Topical Bible. That's N-A-V-E-S. Knave's Bible is really a compendium of different topics or subjects of the scripture. So say you want to know what God's perfect will is for you regarding healing. Well, you go into Knave's Bible and you look up the word healing, and then it'll have listed all the healing scriptures of the Bible or whatever other subject you need to look up. Choose those that apply to your circumstance. Write it down. So first thing you look at is the word. The next thing you look at is the witness. What is that? It's the witness of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:16 says, His Spirit, that is Christ's Spirit, witnesses to our spirit that we are the sons of God. But what is the meaning behind that? Because we are the sons of God, His Spirit witnesses to us. What does it witness to us? The right or wrong of something. So, say for instance, you want to buy a new house, but your incomes are limited. But you think you want to do it. If the Holy Spirit causes you to be anxious about it or ill at ease, you have a check in your spirit, that is, you feel a disquiet about doing it, it doesn't feel right to you to do it, that's the Holy Spirit witnessing against it. If there is a perfect peace, not peace of mind from the mind getting gratification from what it wants, we're talking about peace of spirit, that's intuition and conscience. Our conscience knows that we have the funds to do it, we have the circumstances lined up, and that we can afford to do it, and you have a peace of conscience about it, okay, then it's okay to do it. So, the Word of God, the witness of the Spirit, the Word and the witness. And then, what is the third thing that we have to consider? The circumstances. Do the circumstances permit it? I may want to buy a new house. I may even have the money. The Word of God isn't against me having a new house. Okay, but I look at the circumstances and I already have a house in which I am paying a mortgage, and it may not sell by the time I'm ready to move into the new house. So if that arises, will the circumstances permit me to carry two mortgages? And in most instances, it will not. Okay? What's the point? To be in God's absolute will, to be in God's perfect will, the Word, the witness of the Spirit to you, and the circumstances must all permit it. They must line up. Yes, the Word says I can do this. I have the witness of the Holy Spirit. I have a peace about it in my conscience. My spirit man. The things of the Spirit are spirit, Jesus said. I can do it. Yes, I have the money to carry two mortgages. I can do it. When all three, the Word, the witness, and the circumstances all line up, you are in God's absolute will. If even one does not line up, like say, the Word says it's God's will that you should prosper. The circumstances say, yes, you have the ability to carry this house until it sells, and pay the mortgage, as well as pay the mortgage on your new house. Your funds will carry it. So now you've got God's word, and you've got God's circumstances. But how about the witness of the Spirit? Say you're going to move from Florida to Tennessee, and God witnesses against it. Do you move to Tennessee? No. Why? Because the Word, the witness, and the circumstances must all line up for you to be in God's absolute will, in God's perfect will. So always remember, if you want to know, if I do this or I do that, will I be in God's perfect will, in God's absolute will? Well, that depends. What does the Word of God say about it? What does the Spirit witness to you? Is there peace in your spirit man, your conscience? And what do the circumstances show you? Are the circumstances and the logistics of doing it okay? Are they a go? Or are there problems that will create a stumbling block. Even if one of those three do not line up, the word, the witness, or the circumstances, you are not in God's absolute will for your life in that circumstance. I promise you, my friends, that will save you a lot of grief and suffering if you learn to apply these biblical principles that way. God is for you, not against you. He wants to protect you. And keep in mind that circumstances can change. Even if the word, the witness, and the circumstances don't line up at this time, maybe 6 months or a year from now, things will be changed and they may line up then. And if they do, that's God giving you the go-ahead to do what you wanted to do. God is for you, not against you, but you have to do things His ways. Let me ask you a question. Do you know God's ways? Are you in the kingdom of God so that God can bless you and reveal Himself to you as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life and in your circumstances? Jesus promises to manifest Himself to all who receive Him. You see, the Christian faith walk is not a religion. It's a confession. And that confession is on a person, the Lord Christ Jesus, the living Son of God, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you, being willing to turn from your sin? The Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest. No such thing as cleaning yourself up and going to God. It doesn't work. God has to clean all of us up. And He will do it lovingly for the asking. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to repent of your sins.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.